The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. China's threat continues to grow. And folks, you know it's a huge threat. And we have to deal with it. We have to face the threat that China proposes. And they're not blush about it. Frank Gaffney was on with Sam Fettes, and they really broke down everything we need to know about this threat. And I just need to jump right into it. So let's do that right now. Take a listen.
So let's drill down on this, if you would. Again, you were in the front lines fighting these sorts of things. Fentanyl emerged after you left that position. But give us a quick appreciation of the Chinese Communist Party's role in waging what the committee calls drug warfare against our country and the effects.
Well, the effects are devastating, right? I mean, everybody accepts that at least 100,000 Americans a year are dying of fentanyl. That's another one of those numbers, kind of like the number of illegals in the country that gets fixed in the public consciousness, and then somehow we never update it. So it's way north of 100,000. It's getting worse every day. It's not getting better. It's destroying communities. And if you look at the DEA sites and places, you'll see that this is happening all over America. So it's not just happening in a bad neighborhood in a big city. It's destroying small towns. It's everywhere. And kids are dying in huge numbers. All this stuff, basically, I mean, the fentanyl itself in final form comes out of Mexico, where it's cooked in what are euphemistically referred to as factories. All the precursor chemicals come from China. The Chinese have a massive industrial scale operation where they provide all the precursor chemicals. So it's not happening because some of their stuff gets diverted or they don't quite know where it's ending up. No, this they are doing this, the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, this is a totalitarian regime that can lock down an entire city and tell 10 million people you can't leave your apartment. But we're supposed to believe that accidentally all of this. I mean, come on. This is a Chinese operation and they are in cooperation with the drug cartels and they're killing north of 100,000 Americans a year.
They're killing north of 100,000 Americans a year. Folks, this is a massive, massive threat that we are facing. And I know you may hear me say it all the time that we're facing the end times. We are. There's no other way to say it. You can't ignore what's happening with Israel, and you can't ignore all the craziness that we are seeing around the world. Understand just the threat of Israel is enough to wake up. Well, it's enough to wake up some of our society. I would hope it would wake up more. But not necessarily. Look, it's a mess, and only God can get us through this. And I pray that you understand that you have to turn to God because time is short. We don't have a lot of time. I mean, just take a listen to all the stuff they are saying. And this is really just secular news, if you think about it. It's not Christian news, and just listen to this. It's amazing.
And officially, this administration is sort of pretending either that it's not happening, or if it is happening, the Chinese, I don't know, don't know about it. I'm not quite sure.
Well, in a way, it's worse than that. They're pretending that the Chinese Communist Party will be part of the solution to this problem. And on that basis, Sam, as you know, they are persisting in their more general policy of engaging with the Chinese communists and propping them up to boot. So when you look at this, Sam, again, from your particular background, I'm interested in talking about the extent to which this is, in fact, chemical warfare being deliberately waged against us by a mortal enemy of the United States, not only with impunity, and as you say, on the basis of ramping it up, but with the compliance or acquiescence or accommodations of our own government. The committee said in their report that this is the equivalent of losing a plane full of 200 people every single day.
Right.
It's just hard to get your head around that there isn't somebody in our government who is saying this is a mortal threat to our country and an act of war, for that matter. Your thoughts?
I think this brings us back to a point that you and I discuss often, Frank, in regard to a number of issues that are going on right now, which is this is not weak need. This is not incompetent. This is not feckless. That would be the good news, people, if all you were looking at was that you had a government that didn't know what it was doing. In fact, you have a government, I mean, there's certainly lots of incompetence, but you have a government that's doing exactly what it intends. I mean, this is a government.
Let me stop you there. He's 100% right. This is a government that is doing exactly what it intends. The Biden administration wants Iran to win. It's amazing, but it's clear with Biden being paid off from China that I don't think they have any plans of an election happening in 2024. I believe they think they are going to move us into some sort of one world government. And it's exactly as the Bible said. And these people that are talking aren't coming at it from a biblical basis, as I have said before. They're just coming at it from what they are saying. And what they are saying is treason. And they are seeing an administration that has sold the American people out. Here's more.
Just as absurd. A government that gave Afghanistan to the Taliban and now says with a straight face that the Taliban are helping us with counterterrorism. And they can actually say that without cracking a smile or breaking into hysterics. I mean, what? So the communist Chinese are poisoning us, staging a weapons of mass destruction attack, I think is a good way to phrase it, killing over 100,000 Americans a year. But the Chinese are going to help us stop it. What? The Chinese are doing this to us. Very deliberately. They're not secret ships sneaking out of harbors in China and smuggling stuff away. And Xi Jinping is gnashing his teeth saying, oh my God, I wish I could stop that. Come on. This is their attack on America. And yes, you're right. We're not just failing to stop it. We're facilitating it, really. We're
facilitating it. We're not trying to stop it. We're letting it happen, and it's going to continue to happen unless Jesus steps in and changes the course of where we are going, because where we're going right now is no good, and the Chinese have complete and utter control, and they also like to sit behind the scenes. Don't forget, I believe Russia is the one you really should be watching. Russia is the one that is going to attack us more than anything else. China wants to sit behind the scenes and make it happen that way. But it's very important to watch China because it will indicate where we are going. Here's more.
Sam, one other piece of the committee's report that was important, I think, and again, maybe gobsmacking, is that in addition to, you know, knowingly doing this and intensifying the effort, the Chinese Communist Party is said to be profiting from it as well. So it's a twofer. They get to kill us in vast numbers. And again, just for calibration purposes, let's say, I think we lost something like 55,000 people in what it was, a decade or so of the Vietnam War.
Correct.
And remember what a disastrous impact that was on our people, our society, our polity.
Right.
And here we have 100,000, roughly twice that number, every single year being killed by the yes. Chinese, and they are getting rich doing it to us.
Yep.
Sam, how could this be, and what could be done about it, having been in that business?
Well, what could be done about it is it could be shut down in relatively short order. I mean, we could start by regaining control of the border. I mean, asserting control of the border, because we're, again, that's a deliberate policy decision to not have a border. So you could stop that. You could make this, obviously, an immediate concrete issue in U.S.-Chinese relations. Hey, this is kind of a big deal to us that you're killing 100,000 Americans a year. So in response, here are some really serious things we're going to do to force you to respond. I mean, as with most stuff, Frank, right, it's these days, it's not that there's, you'd really have to get the brain trust together to figure out what to do. The solutions are obvious. I mean, how do you control the border? I don't know. When Joe Biden wasn't in the White House, we had control over the border.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, and then they move on. And they move on to part two. And I want you to hear what they had to say. So we'll pick it up with Frank Gaffney and Sam Fettes. Take a listen.
What are they doing, and what are the implications of it inside the United States now?
Well, as with a lot of this stuff, I think the best way to get a hold of this for folks that have something else to do other than follow it all day, like average Americans, is let's just grab a hold of a concrete piece of this. Okay. We saw these actions all over the United States relatively recently. They're not over. They're ongoing. I mean, blocking freeways, blocking access to airports, all kinds of activity on a really mass scale coordinated across the country. And yet somehow or another, to the extent that the mass media wants to talk about it at all, it's spontaneous uprisings of outraged people who want a ceasefire kind of thing. Okay, obviously.
Not even uprisings. I think protests is probably as much as you'll get out of the mainstream media on that. Right?
I'm sure it's mostly peaceful.
Demonstrations, you're right. Mostly.
Uprising is most way too inflammatory.
Depictive.
This is absurd, right? This is a coordinated effort by very large groups. If you look at New York City, within our lifetimes is the point group on this stuff. Within our lifetime refers to getting rid of Israel within our lifetime. It's a group dedicated to destroying the state of Israel. It's really
from the river to the sea, as
from the river to the sea, which
Rashida
means
Khalib
getting rid of all the Jews who happen to be in the way.
Yeah.
It's really a branch, the local franchise of Students for Justice for Palestine, I think is okay, which does this on a national level. These organizations have been around for a while. They're affiliates of, they are front organizations for Hamas, Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood. This, not just some, they are explicitly, that's their business. So their express message is not just anti-Israeli, it's racist, it's, they want to kill, destroy, wipe the earth clean of Israelis, of all Jews.
They want to kill and destroy, and that's all they want to do. Folks, the threat we are facing is huge. If you're not someone who understands that we are nearing the end time, and it really feels like we're only days away. That's what it feels like, at least to me. I don't know what it feels like to you, but to me, It feels like we are just a couple days, one day away. It could happen at any time. The threat is so great, it's hard to even put it into words. So I'll let Sam Fettes finish up. Take a listen.
And the stuff that spews out of their mouth is filth. I mean, stuff these guys would have been welcome at the table with Adolf and his henchmen. That's the kind of stuff. Okay, so these guys are on our soil, so entrenched that they are capable of organizing nationwide actions on this scale across the country. And this administration shows no interest, right? The FBI is working overtime to chase moms for liberty, but the existence of a broad Islamic extremist organization on this scale is of no interest to us. And when I say they're sympathetic, I mean hard, concrete connections between these guys and all sorts of terrorist organizations. There's no gray area here. This is a front apparatus, and it's happening right now. And again, it's not because the administration is trying to stop them, but failing because they don't know what they're doing. The administration is in bed with these people. In fact, we got key people in this administration who come straight out of these organizations. This is now American policy. That's how much the world has turned.
Yeah, he's saying this is now American policy. We have had such a shift in biblical ways. And that's the only way I can explain it, is the biblical times in which we are living it's so unique that, folks, all I can do is keep saying, get right with God. Get right with God, because this is not going to go away unless God chooses it to go away in some sort of supernatural way. But I think we're being judged. And if we're being judged, then I don't think it's going to go away. Here's more.
And the dangers associated with it are hard to overstate. I mean, Sam, you've spent your lifetime literally in places where these guys operate, and mm-hmm. it's no secret to you or to really anybody else who's willing to look at it that they mean it when they say death to America. And you've done yeoman work trying to point out that, going back to something you said earlier, the people we turned Afghanistan over to are back in business and being very helpful, not to us in fighting terrorism, they're being very helpful in proliferating terrorism, including inside the United States. Mm-hmm. You know, you said a couple of things that I just wanted to pick up on. The administration's embrace of these folks and literally putting into key positions, like, for heaven's sakes, the guy who is in charge of intelligence for the National Security Council, Mehr Bitar, with a very unsavory pedigree, I have to say, is a national security threat. I don't know how else to describe it. And yet there he is. And you might say a word, Sam, about having been inside this government and the intelligence community in particular, what it means that a guy in that role is seemingly very much aligned with enemies of our country.
Yeah, well, Mehr Bitar, as you said, is the senior intel guy in the National Security Council. Okay, he comes right out of Students for Justice for Palestine, the organization I was just referring to. So he has a long pedigree of being expressly dedicated to destroying the state of Israel and of being hostile to our interests. He also affiliated with the UN Refugee UNRWA. And Works,
UNRWA. Yeah. Relief and Works. He worked for them, for heaven's sakes.
100%. He worked for them. These are the guys who theoretically are doing things like educating kids in Gaza, but what they're really doing is feeding them jihadist propaganda. These are the guys who, it turns out, one of their main offices, the main Hamas communications center, was underneath their office, the access tunnel to Hamas's nerve center under their space. That doesn't mean Hamas, folks, that doesn't mean Hamas secretly dug a tunnel under their building. It means the access that they were providing cover to and access to this. This guy worked for them. He comes from an anti-Israeli organization. He's a Hamas supporter, a Hezbollah supporter. He's our senior intel guy in National Security Council. He sees everything.
Everything. And is also giving direction to the intelligence community, as well as filtering what he sees to pass it into his own system.
Well, there you go, folks. I have to end it there. It's clear that we are in serious danger, and if you don't know the times in which we're living, you're going to be lost. But if you understand this is supernatural times, as far as I'm concerned, then you'll understand that it's not going to be China that does this. It's going to be, at least in my opinion, Russia that does this. China likes to stay behind the scenes. So China will be definitely involved, but I want you to keep your eye on Russia. Russia is the key. If we're going to get blown up, it's going to be Russia who triggers that type of thing to happen. So folks, don't get bamboozled. Understand the times in which we live. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya.
Ayo, peeps. Like and subscribe to my father's channel. Bye. Ow.
You're listening to The Ben Armstrong Show. Join me, Kate Daly, Monday through Fridays for The Kate Daly Show at thenewamerican.com/Kate.
Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman as he gets deep into Behind the Deep State and all the shadiness, of course, that we know is going on. Awesome interviews. I mean, just massive information. And you really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.